Welcome you to the third hour of our Super Bowl Sunday edition. And if you don't like that, it's our last show before Nathan's big trip to the Philippines edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us. Your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link, upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen, upper left, and then Listen Online, and you'll be set up to stream the shows whenever you like. Anyway, you can also find us on Facebook. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out all the great photos, videos, stories about animals, the alerts that occasionally come up. But watch the little fluffy guy wipe his paws and the big hairy elephant. There's some really, really good stuff up there. And gosh, it is the second Sunday of February. Almost Valentine's Day, too, by the way. And if I remind you, Valentine's Day is coming up this week. And if you are a single animal parent, remember that your animals want to wish you happy Valentine's Day and they want to get you something for taking such good care of them. So you get to go buy yourself a Valentine and a Valentine's Day gift from your animal friends and let them know what they get you. And they get really excited when you do that. And it's very cool.
I always suggest that you take your dog or whatever animal to a pet-friendly store that they can go inside, and whatever they touch first with their nose is what they want to get you.
All right. Well, that's a great way to go. But you could also take them to, like, Dairy Queen and get them a little doggy ice cream cone, you know, or Starbucks and get them whatever they get the whipped cream.
Just ask for a puppuccino.
Yeah, puppuccino, yep. So you can take them out for Valentine's, but then you get to get yourself a Valentine's from your animal friends. So I get to do that. But now let's say you got a partner or something. All right, well then, you know, your partner's got to shop for you for your animal friends, and you've got to shop for your animal friends for your partner. So just remember, there are duties you have related to Valentine's Day. And our animal friends, because they like to be included. So anyway, happy Valentine's Day coming up. And gosh, so what do we sign? It's second Sunday of the month, so that means it is best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy code Sunday. Means Linda Rasmussen is here, brother Dr. Nils Rasmussen is here, and together they're helping us with you phone calls, and Linda works on you human animals. Dr. Nels does the animals. And together, they're a pretty great team. And I think we are ready to go to the phones right away. Are we heading over to Idaho?
We are all set to go with Veronica from Idaho.
Yeah, let's find out where she is. Is this Dr. Nels' neighbor or what? Good morning, Veronica. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen.
Well, good morning.
Hey, Veronica.
I was hoping that you could help my dog out. He's not with me, but you guys can still work on him, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
But so you're okay. In Idaho. Do you live in Idaho?
I do. I live in Nampa, Idaho.
Nampa.
Oh, Nampa. That's a way south for me. I'm up in Kooski.
I love it here.
So how did you find out about Animal World?
I've tuned into you guys a few times. I've called in once before, but that was it. And you've just always kind of been on my mind about my pets. And I always, well, not all the time, but quite often I do just listen.
All right. Well, wonderful. It's nice to have you. And so actually, Dr. Nels, you can say, well, we got listeners in Idaho.
That's
so how
right.
about that? Yep. So, Veronica, you said you want Dr. Nels to tune in to your dog friend, right?
Yeah.
So what's your dog's name?
Chico.
Chico. And what kind of dog is Chico, and what does he look like?
He is a white Shih Tzu with light brown spots on him.
Okay. Shih Tzu, white with light brown spots. Was that enough for you to connect, Dr. Nels?
Yes. Yes, it is.
All right. So Dr. Nels has Chico now. And Chico's okay. not with you. What does that mean? He's loose with someone else or what?
He's at the house. I stepped out. I was going to call you guys from the house, and then I had to step out really quick, and I didn't want to miss a chance.
Gotcha. Oh, so it's not you guys aren't separated. You're just separated temporarily right now, location-wise.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So he's just at home. So, yeah, it doesn't matter. As long as Dr. Nels can find him and tune in, we're good. And apparently he has. And obviously Chico needs some rebalancing there.
Yeah, it's an interesting one because I'm starting with C1, the top bone in the spine, and L5, the lowest movable bone in the spine. Kind of interesting pair. It's not the typical fight or flight. Is there any problems that Chico has that, you know, might inform the listening audience here?
Yes. He throws up a lot. I've never had a dog be such a picky eater. He'll like something the first time we get it, and then he doesn't want anything to do with it. So he'll actually go a whole day without eating, and it just worries me. He's going through a lot.
I've helped a lot of dogs and cats with appetite issues, and it generally stems from their bodies out of balance, and there is some measure of fight or flight, which is kind of part and parcel of the imbalance. And when the fight or flight system's engaged, a lot of times animals lose their appetite, because if you think about it, if you were being chased by a bear, the last thing you'd want to do is sit down and have a sandwich.
Exactly. So.
That's what's going on. So we'll have a good reset here, and it'll be very interesting to see. I would love to find out, you know, what's happening there. You could, if you want to, Veronica, you can go to my website at healingministryforanimals.com and just drop me a note through the contact button there about, you know, how things are going for Chico. That'd be great.
Yeah. How old is Chico, by the way?
Chico is, I believe he's going to be 5 in November 8th.
All right. So he's just a middle-aged guy. And needing some work now. At this stage, Dr. Nails will continue to work on Chico. Veronica, would you like a session with Linda?
Well, sure.
Good, because Linda needs something to do here. We got to put her to work. All right, so I am turning you over to Linda. She's in charge. So, Linda, you're in charge, and you have Veronica.
Okay, so first, hi, Veronica.
Hi.
You're not driving, are you?
No.
Okay, good. Because I'm going to have you close your eyes in a minute.
Okay.
So let's see. I'm going to have you think about something that's going on in your life right now, like in this current time frame. It may not be happening this exact moment, but it's part of your life right now. And it's different than it has been before in some way. Something that's I don't know whether you want this or not. It doesn't matter. There's something going on in your life right now. Does something come to mind? I don't need to know what it is, just that there's something going on.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. So focus on that. Just let yourself think about that. Notice how you're feeling while you think about that.
Okay,
and then set that all aside and focus on the feeling of dread. Feeling of dread. And we're going to replace that, but keep thinking dread.
Okay.
And then we're going to replace dread with the feeling of conscientious.
Okay.
Conscientious and the number 2 are the things to hold in your mind.
All right.
Your eyes are closed and looking up at the right side of your forehead. And I'm going to have you do some very slow, deep breathing, very long, slow inhale, very long, slow exhale. Just keep repeating that.
All right, Veronica, you've got your eyes closed. And behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the right side of your forehead. You're doing long, slow, deep in and out breathing, thinking conscientious and the number 2. Conscientious, 2. Conscientious, 2.
Perfect. Breathe normally. And then with your eyes open, just tipping your head forward, looking down toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then bring that situation in your life that you were thinking of back into your thoughts. And that is complete. Mm-hmm. So, excellent. And then I'm going to have you use an affirmation to help this energy remain balanced. And the affirmation is, I embrace the feeling of conscientious. And you will want to think this affirmation frequently, especially today, tomorrow, and the next day. And it just is directing you to notice how conscientious you are. Just in little things, in big things, and then allow yourself to notice other people being conscientious as well.
Okay.
All righty. Veronica, it looks like Dr. Nils is finally done with Chico. Yes. So catch us up, Dr. Nils.
Well, yeah, actually, there was quite a bit to do with Chico. So I don't know what his history is, but he was out of balance in numerous ways, including the fight or flight. And we got a energetic shift going on, and hopefully that will be enough. If it's not, if you don't, you know, you don't get the desired result, it may be that you need to contact me about having a session or so, whatever we might determine we need to be done, and see if we could get you involved in touching the appropriate points that activate the nerve system as well.
Yeah, especially if the dietary, like the vomiting type issues, if those things were to continue, then you might need some follow up and you be able to work on him. But Dr. Nils, the work that you do, the balancing, will often balance this sort of stuff. Because you, like you said earlier, if your nervous system is stuck in the fight flight business, you can't comfortably eat because you're too focused on survival.
Yeah, it's a whole different. Survival takes precedence, and we're talking fight or flight. It takes precedence over everything else because it's about surviving the moment. And you can go without food for weeks, but surviving a bear attack, you got to take care of business right now. So.
Could you recommend a dog food that he might be?
I feed my dogs ground beef with cooked vegetables. That's pretty much what we feed our dogs, and it's ground beef and cooked
you
vegetables.
You home cook then?
Yeah.
So you do a home cooked diet.
Yeah.
What are you feeding Chico now?
Well, we keep trying stuff and. Like I was saying earlier, he'll eat it, you know, the first time. And then after that, he just doesn't want anything to do with it. And he'll go a day or two without eating, which really upsets me.
Well, you know, and part of that, Veronica, see, part of that's my territory, as a animal behavior therapist and dog trainer.
Uh-huh.
Part of it is the fact that he's in a Shih Tzu outfit. Okay.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Shih Tzus are jealous, possessive, and picky, and extremely good at manipulating their humans.
Oh.
Okay?
Yeah.
And the fact that it upsets you, what the biggest problem that people have with picky eaters is they cater to them and try to make it better and try to change it. And, oh, I'll give you this. Well, how about this, honey? Heat this. Okay. Well, that can lead to serious problems. Well, they'll hold out for what they want. Now, I'll just tell you the worst case scenario I saw with that. I actually got hired. They had to hire me. Now, this was back in the 90s. And it was an older couple down in Federal Way hired me to go down and work with them. And it was a Lhasa Apso Shih Tzu type dog. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And the sole reason I was there, and remember, this is the early 90s, because it was costing them $11 a day to feed the dog, because the dog would only eat filet mignon and tiger prawns. Now, I kid you not, this is honest to God truth. That's the only reason they hired me. They couldn't afford to feed their dog anymore. Well, good news is, nothing wrong with the dog, just spoiled and a good manipulator, and I just put him on a good behavior program. We had the dog eating dog food, dog ate, a good, healthy dog food diet for the rest of its life. But I suspect that, Veronica, you're the one behind Chico's, some of his pickiness. So we don't have time to go into a lot of detail today, but next week, Natasha will be in, and she's our intuitive communicator that can look at the energy and could maybe give us some more information about what's going on with him picky eating wise. I suspect it's as much to do with you as him. And if you'd like to call in again next Sunday, then I could spend a little more time with you behaviorally on how to start turning this around and talking more about specific diets. We may need some slippery elm supplement, but we also, you know, food that has pumpkin in it can be very good for digestive stuff. The now, Dr. Nails, you're nodding. Does the pumpkin feel good maybe for Chico to you?
Yeah, and I was just relating to it because with our dogs, we mix some cooked pumpkin because we love to eat squash of any kind. We just cook up enough to have some extra with all of our vegetables that we eat. And usually amongst the mix that I put together for the dogs and I run it through the food processor and puree it all together is, you know, kale and pumpkin and broccoli and zucchini and, you know, just a lot of different stuff. And yeah, the dogs love it and it keeps them regular. It's wonderful.
And they are making more canned and dried, a lot in cat food, but more in dog food now that has pumpkin in it.
But at
any rate, and maybe the new low diets, and there's another one that's got pumpkin in a lot of the formulas, but you might want to look for something like that. But anyway, if you want to call in again next week, I'll have a little more time to talk to you about this, and we can get some intuition from Natasha about what might work for him and not. Does that make sense?
That sounds great. Yeah, I'll talk to you next Sunday then.
All righty,
thank
great.
You all.
All right, thanks for calling in. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
All righty then. Let's do our due diligence here. We got to remember Nathan's got a plane to catch. Let's take care of advertisers, and then when we continue, let's take advantage of. Oh, do we have any more callers on the line? All right, so we can check in with Stacy and get Frenchie updates. Make sure we cover those bases. All right, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Seattle, Tacoma, Antwerp? That's right. We're streamed worldwide on our app and on the web at 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk. Thanks for tuning in to Animal World here and spending your Sunday morning with us. We're here till noon and every Sunday morning right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And what's with this Antwerp business? I think it should say and Idaho.
It's a port city somewhere in Europe. Let me check which country it is, but Seattle and Tacoma.
I was just teasing. I was thinking since we were in Idaho, I think it should say Idaho.
Is there a port in Idaho?
Is there a port in Idaho? Well,
yeah, right. I think they're a little landlocked.
There are some big lakes, and they have some ports on them.
How about that? All right. So let's see. We did hear from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen, and you can check her out at verticalenergyworldwide.com is her website, and we're going to get to that in a moment. She also... She actually has a physical office that she works out of, which is in the Intraspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery. So you can work with Linda in person at her office, or she can work with you remotely. She continues to offer a free introductory session for any of you that ask, and being on the radio with her doesn't count. So you can be on the radio, and then you can call her after the show and schedule a free treatment in person or remotely. And I was going to say, check out the website, but apparently there's an issue with the website, or what's going on?
Yeah, the website's, as far as I know, fine. But what happened was, it turns out that things happen sometimes, and afterwards you think, how come I didn't notice that? But anyway, most people are familiar with a contact page on a website where people want to, you know, they want an appointment or they want to know more about what I do. So they, you know, fill it out and submit it. And it turns out that I got my last one of those about a year ago, and then something broke between my website and my email server.
Oh.
And so I hadn't thought about it until the woman hosting my website said, "Say, when was the last time you got a message from your contact page?" And I thought about it, and I said, about a year ago. And as soon as I said that, I knew there must be a problem, because that's not normal.
Right.
And so she sent me a spreadsheet that she was able to pull off my website of all the people who had tried to contact me.
Uh-oh.
And it was just heartbreaking.
Oh, no.
I felt awful in, you know, like five different ways.
Oh, no. And so there were a whole lot of people that had tried.
Yeah, they thought I had really dissed them and never responded.
Oh, my
and so
gosh.
I felt, because that's not the kind of person I am. And so
I
immediately started to send each one of them an individual response regarding what they had tried to contact me
about. Oops, my website's been broken for a year.
Yeah,
just
it wasn't the website, it was the mechanism to get their contact message to me.
Yeah, wow.
And so, and then I called everybody that had left a phone number. But of course, most people, thank goodness, had found some way to get their needs met. And a few of them have said, "Hey, I'm glad you contacted me, because it turned out that I really wasn't ready, and now I am." So, you know, things considered, everything is resolved. But I just want to apologize to anybody who might have felt like, "Oh, I referred that person, and then you didn't get back to them." just really, that's not my style, and it's all fixed.
You can go to verticalenergyworldwide.com.
And when you fill out the contact page, come to me.
And it will, and if you fill out the contact link, it will go to Linda.
Yes.
The link has been fixed.
But the other thing I would say is, if you're not getting a fast enough response from that, or just a little concerned, my phone number is always good. 206-841-1992.
And that's 206-841-1992. And all you got to do is call or text that number for a free session. And thanks for explaining all of that. But boy, how frustrating that must
be. Oh, man, I just felt my stomach drop about, you know,
100
feet into
the earth. Oh, yeah, when you just feel horrible when it's something you don't know about, especially don't like people thinking that you're blowing them off.
Yeah, so I'll be checking in with my mechanisms like that more frequently now, instead of being just la-di-da.
Not something similar. It was a baby compared to that, but it was an online service that I sometimes get requests for business through, and something happened with their links, and I wasn't being notified when someone wanted to hear from me. And so, yeah, I had a similar experience. It just went on for a very short period of time, but that's very frustrating. All righty. We are good. And since it is Best and Neuroenergetic Balancing Rasmussen Reset Sunday, some of our most frequent patients would be Stacy's Frenchies. So, Stacy is available, and for anybody, that she has her older Frenchie Tank, who is the model citizen Frenchie, and her therapy dog. How old is Tank now?
11 in May.
Gosh, I just find that's so hard to believe. But she continues to be a model citizen.
She's
and
a good girl.
Perfect Frenchie, right? And then we have the Bagman.
Yeah.
Who is cute. Well, cute little guy he is, but he's a little quirky.
Yeah.
And
misunderstood is what I always call him.
Yeah, and he has his little issues that come up, and every once in a while he starts a bizarre behavior. And a long time ago, we gave up on doing the behavior thing with me. And Stacy just tells Dr. Nels what's going on with him, and Dr. Nels does his little thing, and the behavior goes away.
I know.
And so we've had several of those kind of experiences.
Right.
But let's see. There was something new that started, I don't know, I think a couple months or so ago.
Well, on this episode of the Frenchie Foils.
Yeah, yeah. So,
it's like a regular segment now.
Catch us up on the latest bags situation.
So well, first of all, I just want to say thank you, because every time I go through the drive-thru espresso place, and they even talk to him now, and he just looks right at him, do anything. It's amazing.
I mean, didn't hear the story, but Stacy always goes to the same espresso place, and it's one of those espressos where the baristas come to your car.
Okay. Like
Up and take your order. Well, Bags had always been fine.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, he started losing it whenever the barista came to the car and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, it was embarrassing. I was like, oh my God, I got a crazy dog. Here we go.
And so Stacy tells Dr. Nels on the second Sunday, and Dr. Nels does an adjustment with Bags. And he's been fine ever since.
I know.
And she says now they come up to the car and they can talk to him and everything.
Yeah, it's amazing. That was
that's
incredible.
So sweet.
Yes.
Okay.
So thank you for that one. So his latest one was his little excessive licking his paw. Well, first he licked me for a while, but that's done. Now he licks his paw. And Dr. Nels did some work on him, and it's better. So it's definitely not as bad. And if I tell him, okay, we need to stop that, he's easier to stop, but he's still doing it.
But it still hasn't gone.
So I'm just not sure if it's just kind of a...
And I'm wondering, is it...
soothing thing.
Just one paw and the same paw all the time? Mm-hmm. Is it multiple paws?
Yeah,
is it
whichever
all
paws? One he can get to. If I'm covering one, he'll go to his back foot.
Okay.
And if I cover the back foot, he'll go to his front foot. So I don't know if it's a soothing thing for him.
I can tell you that I have found some active points on him. So I'll just go ahead and give him a little tune-up here. And we'll see if he just needed a little bit more to get through this.
Yeah, because I think in the past bizarre behaviors that have cropped up, because there was the barista thing, and then before that... it was something he was doing with you in the evening.
He was licking me.
Yeah. Oh, he was licking.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
stop.
Anyway, Dr. Nels would balance him and it would go away. So this is the first time that you told him about a problem, and Dr. Nels did a session with Bags, now maybe
it
didn't
all resolve at once.
I think that was 2 months ago. Because last month, I think we zoomed in and you weren't with us and you couldn't join us. So we didn't get an update last month.
It's been several months now. I think
So it's been a while. And that the first tune-up improved the situation, but it hadn't completely gone away.
It hasn't completely gone away.
But now, so I know it's been a couple months since Nils worked on him, but he's still working on him. So there's enough out of whack that he's still working on him. So you getting anything in particular, Dr. Nels?
Well, so far, it's just for whatever reason, he's got a big energy ball kind of high up on the right side of his neck that's kind of blocked things up, and I'm getting that reconnected so the energy's flowing through there.
Okay.
And that's just done. So let's see if the other side. Okay, just a little... a little tune-up needed there, kind of a basic reset thing on this other side. I don't know how to describe it when I run into one of these big energy balls. It's like a big snarled up ball of string, and it's just sitting there, and the energy's not moving. So I got that moving, and this other side looks like a pretty quick reset. So we'll see what happens for Bags next.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All righty. Hopefully it will completely resolve this time. And so we'll find out next month or next week how our Bags is doing.
All right.
Nels is going to continue to work on Bags until he's got him balanced and finished. And we've got to do current events, but gosh, we could still sneak in a phone call if any of you are out there and thinking, oh, I should have called in. Well, you still, last minute, you could call in. Local number, 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. All right. So it looks like you completed with bags and he's good.
Yes, he's good.
All right. We've got a few minutes. So we have to take your ads. What about, I don't know. Something's telling me. Can we tune into Tank and see if Tank needs a tuna?
Does Tank need tuna?
Well, we're going to find out.
Well, yeah, there is a little something. This is not a snarl. This is just needs a little bit of a reconnection here. But yeah.
Wonderful. All right.
You know.
She's sleeping a lot more. Is that just an age thing? I noticed she's
sleeping. Probably yeah. So. Yeah. That in the season, you know.
Right.
When it's really spring, the animals perk up a little more.
Well, yeah, and 11, she's getting up there. You know, I don't know what the normal lifespan of a Frenchie is. Do you know that, Stacey?
Yeah, I've seen some that like 12, 13. I've seen some that have been 15, but that's probably okay. The oldest.
I would say,
yeah,
12, 13 is about. That's kind of an average age for a lot of breeds of dogs. So kind of similar, and you've seen 15. All right. Well, and of course, I'm sitting here chatting away with Stacy. Guess who's doing Stacy's job? Nathan's on the phone with somebody. All right. And so you finished with Tank?
Yes, Tank right. is
so
rebalanced.
Perhaps we have someone that's taken me up on our offer. So Stacy will talk to who's ever on the phone. And in case somebody's calling in for treatment, how about we take care of our advertisers? So we're good with that. And then we'll have time. There's nothing new on current events, so I don't have anything big. I tell you about some stuff, but we'll be good on that. So let's take care of advertisers. Everybody stay right where you are. Animal World continues. Probably a phone call. Maybe. We'll see. After this, Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com. animalwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Tell your friends about Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and then every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You heard from our Natasha Venter. She is our communicator and medium and personal awareness coach and all things psychic and all that good stuff, and she will be in with us next week. The third Sunday of the month is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and Talk with Your Human or Animal Loved Ones on this side or the other with Natasha and Personal Awareness Coaching. So hope you can join us next week. You can also hear her on her weekly podcast, Wednesdays 4 p.m. on her YouTube channel, which is Natasha Venter AC. So every Wednesday, 4 p.m. And she's available for private readings. So you can check her out at angelicclarifications.com, angelicclarifications.com, or give her a call at 360-770-7486, 360-770-7486, and check out Whispering Dragon, whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. And if you do something great for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. Shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then. Looks like somebody took me up on my invitation. And we're heading to California and welcoming Dina. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Linda Rasmussen and Dr. Nels Rasmussen. Stacy and Nathan here. The gang's all here. So, hey, Dina, welcome. What can we do for you?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I have a, I'm guessing 12-year-old Manx cat, and he and I have the last 3 years, 4 years, like many of us, gone through COVID and had massive changes in our life. And I think that he and I are finally settled, but he keeps waking me up at night wanting to get right in my face. And I'm getting rather short with him, and I'm not communicating very well with him to find out why he's doing this.
Okay, I will chime in with a little suggestion at the end of this related to what you're mentioning, but let's make sure we've got Nika, 12-year-old Manx, so that means no tail, right? And what does Nika look like? Nico, what does Nico look like?
Well, it's Neko.
Oh, Neko. Neko. Okay.
He's tabby and white, and he's a polydactyl also.
Lots of toes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Lots of toenails to cut.
Okay. So, Dr. Nels, are you able to get a connection with Neko?
Yes, I have. I'm still working on what I'm doing, but I got that connection.
Excellent. So you said that at about 12, how long have you had Neko, Dina?
I adopted him when he was 2, so it's March 1st will be, I've had him 10 years.
Okay, so he's been around now. Was most of his life, did he sleep through the night and was good and all of that sort of thing?
Pretty much, yes.
Okay, and so has it been after... That you said you both have been through a lot with COVID and all kinds of stuff. You guys have been through a lot. Is this being up at night and bothering you at night, is that a new behavior since you guys have been through all this stuff?
Yes.
Okay. So that we'll have to wait. Dr. Nels is still working on Neko. He did one set of points. He's looking for more now. And then he can let us know, you know, just, you know, how, what he's working on and so forth. Now, Dr. Nels will continue with Neko, but it's, I would think, Dina, since you said we have been, you know, through the ringer, and all this stuff, that it would be very good, as long as Dr. Nils is balancing Necco, that we have Linda do some work with you. Is that okay with you?
Yes, it would be.
All right. So, Linda, I'm turning Dina over to you. You're in charge.
Well, hello, Dina.
Hi.
So I'm going to invite you just to let your thoughts be on all these changes that have been going on in your life, you know, going as far back as COVID, but especially just letting yourself reflect on, you know, the changes that have now kind of been transitioning into getting settled.
Thinking about the changes.
Okay, and then setting that aside, focus on the feeling of trust.
Yeah.
Well, that struck a chord, laughing. It sounds
okay.
Like.
Focusing on trust and the number three. And your eyes are closed and looking up at the right side of your forehead. And I'm going to have you take a breath into the abdomen and then exhale completely and keep your breath held out as long as you comfortably can. And as soon as you feel any need to breathe in, just let that breath back in and repeat exhaling and holding your breath out as you think trust three.
All right, Dina, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the right side of your forehead. You've taken in a big breath and let it all the way out, and you're holding that breath out as long as you comfortably can. Take another breath, release, and repeat that process as often as you need to, thinking trust and the number three. Trust, three. Trust, three.
Perfect. Breathe normally. With your eyes open, just tipping your head forward, tucking your chin, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then letting your thoughts go back to those changes that have been happening in your life. And that is complete.
Wonderful.
And the affirmation that's going to help you maintain this new balance is, I embrace the feeling of trust. And you're going to let yourself really do that, just embracing trust. When you have, like you're sort of trying to decide, should I trust or not trust, embrace that feeling of trust. And do that a lot today, tomorrow, and the next day, and as far into the future as you can.
All right, you got thank that, you. Dina?
Yes, thank you.
All right, well, let's find out, Dr. Nils, anything to report
yes.
on Necco?
Well, there was quite a bit to do with Necco, and interestingly enough, as I started in on him, I got the intrusion of, normally with the animals, I don't find the feelings and work on the feeling side of things.
Right.
But he needed it. He was... he had an issue with the feeling of devotion.
Oh.
And so we worked that into the mix of what we did to balance his energy, and be very interested to find out how that works for him.
Yeah. All right, Dina. So likely this, I mean, I would expect this would make some difference for both you and Necco. You know, having some balancing work done after all these things, you know, and changes and things you've been dealing with. Now, when you mentioned first off telling us why you were calling, what was going on with Necco, and that, you know, he's bugging you at night, you know, and you're getting kind of frustrated with that. Well, I'm going to assume that this work with Dr. Nils and Linda, that you may find an immediate resolution, and this may be much better, and the problem behavior at night may just be gone. But it's also okay. something that does sometimes happen with older cats, and they get noisier at night and that sort of thing. And one of the things that I found as a behavior therapist that can be very helpful are flower essences. And the ones that I think are best formulated and I get the best reports on are by the animal planet, my cat from hell guy, Jackson Galaxy. Are you familiar with him?
Yes, he has a great show.
Right. Okay, it's got a website too. So you write this down. His website is jacksongalaxy.com. So you go to his website, jacksongalaxy.com. He calls his flower essences holistic solutions, and they're in the behavior wellness section. Now, this he's got this one. It's, I say, a relatively new essence in that it hasn't been here for decades. It's been with us for years. Anyway, it's called Quiet Night for Kitties. And boy, it's got 83 reviews already. So all of these essences have reviews. You can read them and see if there's something going on similar to what you're dealing with. But I'm going to say, Dina, that if it isn't completely resolved, go to Jackson's website, look at that Quiet Night. That might be the right remedy. That's the one that, you know, popped in for me. But there's a lot of other remedies he's got, too, and they can be very, very helpful in a supportive way. And, of course, you can call in the second Sunday of every month for a treatment here, or if it's not completely resolved, you might want to contact Dr. Nils for session off the air. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, it does. Thank you. There was a time... I've made three moves since 22 in three different states, mm-hmm. and one of the times I had to make a trip back to Seattle, I left my cat with a cat sitter, and he got out, and he disappeared for 6 months.
Oh, dear.
And as it turned out, one of the neighbors had him because she thought he was very unique, being Manx and polydactyl, but she was hoping for kittens, and he's a fixed male, so that was never going to happen. And then he, like, it's almost 6 months to the day, my sister found him and brought him back to me. And I'm trying to spend as much time as I can with him to reassure him that I won't leave again. And he told me that he felt like he'd been very betrayed before he ran away. And I was in Seattle, and I couldn't do anything about it because he was here in California.
All right. Well, that good communication skills needed there. I think it would be good, Dina, for you to call back next Sunday.
Okay.
Because it's behavior training healing with me, but Natasha will be here too. So let's have Natasha tune in. Let's find out and make sure that Necco's gotten the message in all of this, and then talk. We can talk to you a little bit about better communicating so he doesn't feel betrayed again.
Yes, thank you. Okay. I would love that.
All right, call us next week.
Thank you, Martha.
You're welcome. God bless. Happy Valentine's Day. Get that boy a Valentine and get one from him for you, too.
Absolutely.
All righty.
Thanks, everybody.
You're welcome. God bless. All righty, we're just about out of time. We won't even do the music. I'm just pulled out current events to take a big look. Okay, the only thing, you know, that you can go to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on current events. There's nothing new for me to tell you about, but there's just events coming up in the future. But the big thing is, happens this week, it is the Great Backyard Bird Count. So wherever you are, you got to be counting birds from the 16th through the 19th. You can go to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on current events. There's links to all the backyard bird count. You can just search Great Backyard Bird Count. And if you have the Cornell University, the Merlin bird app, all you got to do is use your app and identify the birds on your app, and they will be added to the count. So that's what I'm going to do 16th through the 19th is every day I'm going out with my app and recording everybody that's there and reporting those sightings. So you want to help out with a Great Backyard Bird Count. It's this week, the 16th through the 19th. Let's see. I guess I can. Northwest Stream Center, February 24th, 9 to noon. They need some volunteers to plant trees at Coon Creek. And doing the same March 2nd at Quilceta Creek, March 16th at Coon Creek again. So a lot of restoration and tree planting going on. Mark your calendars. Homeward Pet Adoption Center, Furball Dinner and Auction, May 4th. Tuxes and Tails, Seattle Humane is May 18th. And I guess that will do us for current events this week. All righty. So we are about out of time. And Dr. Nell's always a pleasure. Thank you for zooming in. And you too, Linda. And Stacy, so nice to have everybody here. And this way we can all think really good thoughts for our Nathan. So, gosh, this is our last show with Nathan. And you're winging off tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning, less than 24 hours to go now.
And so, gosh, I don't know how you're going to do this.
Can you tell I'm counting down the time?
I was going to say, I'm surprised that you're going to work and go to a Super Bowl party and all that kind of stuff. I don't know how you can concentrate on anything else. Anyway, we have an excited young man ready to go and meet his sweetie in person. How fun is that going to be? So we'll all be flies on the walls. I'm expecting lots of texts and pictures and all that good stuff so I can update everybody. And if you feel like getting up in the middle of the night over there, you can always call in and surprise us. All righty. Thank you, everybody. And enjoy the Super Bowl if you do that or whatever else you're going to do. Remember Valentine's Day. Get Valentine's for your animal friends, but get Valentine's from them to you, too. Everybody wants to participate. And next week, Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me. Talk with your animals or human loved ones on this side or the other. Personal Awareness Coaching with Natasha Venter. So I hope you can join us then. Call us with your questions for either one of us or for a personal reading with Natasha. And if you got stuff you want to chat with both of us about, call in earlier rather than later because, you know, we're out of here at noon, which is just about here. So thank you so much, everybody, for calling in and all you guys. And have a very safe afternoon and enjoy the celebrations if that's what you're choosing to do. All righty. I guess we're about done.
Happy Chinese New Year.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. It's the Lunar New Year and the Year of the Dragon. Yeah. So happy Year of the... I'm a tiger. What are you guys?
I'm a horse.
Horse.
I'm a monkey.
You're a monkey.
Rooster.
Rooster. Nastasi, what's...
Rabbit.
Oh, so no dragons in the crowd. All right. As always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart. Share your love with all living things. And how about this? May the best team win. And I'll talk to you again next week.